Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 622. I am Chris, as always, joined by the meanest IT man around, Tony.
I just like to say that this show is normally a train wreck, but at least we're not surrounded by dying animals or pretending it's fine.
I feel like I'm missing a reference there.
The train wreck in Ohio that released all the poison gas.
It's fine.
It's fine. You can go back. It's okay. It's good. Oh, ignore the fish that are now all floating upside down, and the fact that like there's like toxic stuff on the bottom of all the water.
To be fair, we've been ignoring it for a while in general. Because, nobody seems to also account for the fact that we just had this whole big to-do about rail workers' contracts and being they're not overworked and overseed. Good to go. We got this. They can do this.
It's fine. There's only been three derailments in the past week. It's fine.
So what I gathered, apparently derailments are actually very common. It's just getting covered more. I think because the one in Ohio was toxic.
Yes.
Yeah, quite. am I correct in stating that the company who was transporting those toxic chemicals only put up $25,000? To the city, to the residents there? That's not a lot.
No. That probably doesn't even cover, putting the trains back on the track.
Oh, these people. But, yeah. So, Earl is here.
And I haven't come follow the news this week, so I don't even have a fun pop cultural reference to make this week, so I'm just here. I'm just loving life. To its fullest, and that's not the alcohol speaking.
That's good.
Yes, it is.
I don't even know what alcohol is.
You've
had that much?
Wow. I don't even touch this stuff. I don't know what it's made of. Sugar and spice and nothing nice.
Sure, I guess. Is there sugar in... I'm sure there is sugar in beer, right? There's sugar in everything.
It really depends on what kind of beer you have. So if you got, a really, sweet stout, it'll have a lot of sugar. Some IPA, or some don't have that much sugar. It really depends. Okay. Wine tends to be very high in sugar, especially reds.
Oh, it comes from grapes. have a natural sugar to them anyway, so I don't know if they add extra sugar to sweeten it up, but I'm sure there's natural sugars in wine to start with. I don't know anything about wine though. I don't think you've missed anything, Earl, if you haven't followed the news.
You missed all bad stuff. It's all bad.
Let's see. So I've always so fascinated when people use that as a badge of honor. I don't watch the news. Everything's so negative. I'm that's not a reason to ignore the news. I understand I wanted to decompress. And for me, it was more I've seen some of the headlines. I said a derailment. Our governor, for some reason, had this judge she wanted to put up for the last 3 months who got voted down. Still not really sure why she put up all that capital for him, but.
Oh, did he actually get? Because I remember there was a big talk about that early on in the year.
Yes, because he got voted down from committee. I think at the end of December, early January, and then she was going to try to sue and be like, "Oh no, he has to be heard by the full committee," and so they voted that down too. So my favorite part about it is I do kind of feel bad for him. But they're taking pictures of the dude as he's finding out oh yes, you don't have the votes, you're not getting this job. So there's pictures of him just sitting there as they're doing this, and I'm just this seems like my worst nightmare come to fruition. But
yeah, I'm sure that he went in I know they're not going to vote for him. He probably tried to withdraw his nomination. She was like, no, we will get this done. So he probably feels even worse.
Yeah, I really do not get why she expended so much political capital. Like, it wasn't just like her being like, oh, you know, I need to get this done. Like, I believe she brought in Schumer and some other people to be like, why he's such a great pick for us and everything. And everybody's just like, why? Like, everybody, the progressive side of the state was just like, he's not getting in. He's not getting in. He's not getting in. So, I don't know.
Outside of that, Elon broke Twitter a couple times over the last 7 days. Like,
oh yes, it's also turned into his. I mean, granted, it was always his vanity project, but literally now it's his vanity project where, like, he changed it so you have to. Well, you don't have to. I blocked him.
Yeah, I blocked him too.
But yeah, it's apparently he was just showing up on a bunch of people's feeds, even if they weren't following him, and that's because his tweets weren't getting the engagements that he wanted. And I guess, you know, it's very difficult sometimes to accept that you probably aren't as popular as you think. You know, sometimes he's just not that into you.
Yep. And like, all that's going to result in is a bunch of people blocking him.
Yep.
And and what's going to happen is he's going to make it so you can't block Elon. You're going to be stuck with him. That's the next step. He's unblockable.
Basically.
It's the Reggie White of tweeters.
Great. $44 billion to be like, everyone must see my tweets, which are garbage anyway most of the time.
That's the problem. Like, his tweets are useless. It's either him just making shit up, saying far right things that you don't want to see in your Twitter feed, or just making dumb, asinine, eighth grade level comments, and that's it. That's entire feed. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Unsubscribe.
And the Super Bowl happened, and that was fun, I guess.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
If they won, I was gonna play "Fly Eagles Fly" as my intro, Chris. you were saved.
You can still play "Fly Eagles Fly."
It doesn't have the same ring after they lost. Then it becomes ironic and pleases Chris, and that's not the, like, what I was aiming for.
It's just silly at that point. I was kind of surprised. I expected a little more resentment and bitterness from the city, but they moved on rather quickly.
I didn't realize how bad Philly has had it, because you focused on the World Series.
Yep.
The soccer world championships, or
the MLS championship. Yep.
On the same day, and now the Super Bowl, and it's like, I mean, I guess, you know, sometimes you just are happy to be there, but like, yeah, I'm surprised how well they've taken the fact that you pretty much lost like every major championship you went after the past year.
I think the Eagles one probably hurts them a little more because they were so good all year long,
and it was a damn good game, like Odyssey. It could it really, I mean, not even could have. It went either way up until the end. So, like, you know, there's nothing to regret about that game other than not winning it. But yeah, it was I thought it was a really good Super Bowl. And I mean, to kind of parlay that real quickly into stuff we talk about, I thought one of the highlights of, you know, like, everybody, like, I watch the Super Bowl, I enjoy it, but you know, some people are like, oh, sports ball, and but one of the highlights is usually seeing, like, you know, movie trailers and stuff like that. And I gotta say, I don't know who it is that's doing the marketing for them, but whoever's working on the Mario movie is just knocking it out of the park. That commercial was absolutely fantastic, and what it needed to be to kind of pull on the shout nostalgia strings. So for those of you who haven't seen it, it is a commercial for the Mario Brothers drumming that is set to the a remix of the theme song from the I don't even remember 80 something, the original cartoon,
the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just so tongue-in-cheek and cheesy, but it's just like, you know, like, you hear that song, it's like, oh my gosh. Like, I honestly assume Nintendo had mothballed that ages ago, and we're like, this will never see the light of day again. Because, I mean, famously, part of the reason why, you know, Nintendo has, it's like, that show and the movie were part of the reason that Nintendo didn't license their properties out for, I mean, really up until this Mario movie is coming out. And to see them kind of like acknowledge that in such a fun, cheeky way. And it's different. It's fun. Like, I didn't even realize they actually put it up in Brooklyn. Like, there are places you can go and see some of those signs to like hire them for filming.
That's cool.
And then like, you called a voicemail. You actually have Charlie. I was gonna say Charlie Day.
Yeah.
Yes, and you call. That's actually him as Luigi giving you, like, you know, telling you about the business and stuff like that. Again, 30 seconds, but they nailed it. The website is full of Easter eggs, and you click on the number, it gives you the GameCube startup sound. The 404 page gives you, like, the Mario fanfare if you kick the pipes in the correct order. Like, Spike, who is the android, I want to say, for Mario Brothers. Very minor character. But like you see, like he has a review. Mario and Luigi's mom has a review on the page. It's just a really well done marketing campaign. I'm hoping against hope that the movie's good, because so far I don't think they've dropped the ball. And honestly, I am surprised, because this is Universal and Nintendo. The Minions are the Minions, but like, some of that is not great. But so far, I think everything they've been doing has just been been nailing what people wanted from this.
Yeah, outside of, I still hear people complain about Chris Pratt, but outside of that, like.
But I still think people complain about Chris Pratt because it's Chris Pratt.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what he does. they're not on board with him, so.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. But it's like, yeah, it's not. I'm not going to say he's knocking it out of the park in this amazing performance.
He's fine.
But nothing he's doing is like terrible. It's not, he's not a trained voice actor, but it's not asking for much. He has a very, I don't want to say calming voice, but he has a very generic white American voice. I mean, that's why he was, he's Emmett in the Lego movie for the same reason. He just has an everyman's voice. So.
Yep. I am looking forward to that. That is about 6 weeks out now. April 7th, I think.
Yeah, I just, we'll see what they say. I just put in an order. Not an order, it sounds like I reached out to my movie theater to see if I could rent a theater that weekend. Because I have friends coming in. I've explained, I think, what we do before. But I'm like, I got friends coming in. So I'm like, oh, what if I rented the theater out and we do that? That would be fun.
That could be fun, yeah.
See, I'm hoping they get back to me. It's doable and it's not too I assume it's doable. I just hope it's not too expensive, I guess.
Yeah, I have not looked too much into it, but it seems reasonable enough. But the movie that you choose also impacts how much the costs. So
yes, and the timing, because especially being I think the good thing is I'm not aiming for opening weekend, so that might help a bit. But it is still not going to be cheap. So.
Yeah. Jeff has joined us.
Yeah, hello. Sorry, dinner came a little late. So,
no worries. We're just
speaking of everyman.
Yeah, Jeff isn't everyman.
He is.
He's every woman. Dreams like a.
Did we just lose Earl?
No, can you not hear me?
No, you just kind
of
like
you cut out in the middle of singing, and we assumed that the gods had favored us. I think was this.
Oh wow!
It's not like Earl to just stop in the middle of a song, but okay.
but I'm happy that happened. You know, it's kind of
I have feelings too.
Me too, and they improve when you don't sing. Oh.
In terms of news, I don't think there was much.
It was a relatively quiet week.
Yeah. I mean, some stuff has come out, well, or will be coming out in the next little bit, but yeah, not much in terms of any game news that I saw. I guess PSVR 2 comes out next week, so some of that stuff started, the reviews on that started hitting. Seems like a nice piece of hardware, but expensive, and also doesn't have a whole lot of games, which I think is probably a bigger problem with VR to begin with. But
yeah, especially when the company is just like, yeah, we're not developing stuff for it either, so.
and we've already released one of these, and none of that stuff is compatible with it. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was like the only stuff that really stuck out to me over the last week news wise. But some games came out or are coming out. Theater Rhythm came out today, and Wild Hearts comes out soon ish. Tonight,
wait,
I think.
I thought it was out already.
Yeah, so you guys were playing it.
I was. So you can play the trial, and if you own the deluxe edition of it, you can play it now. But I reached the end of the trial tonight, and so you get to the gates of the city, and it's like after the first area of the game. And it's like, you have reached the end of the trial. Would you like to purchase the game to continue? I was like, yeah. So I went to go purchase it, and it still wouldn't let me past it. So it seems, because it was still the pre-order, so it seems like I got to wait a couple more hours for that. But yeah, Wild Hearts is a Monster Hunter clone. The difference, the thing that mixes this up is there's like a kind of a Fortnite building mechanic. It is not as complex as Fortnite.
Not that, even that complex.
Yeah, Fortnite's not complex. It's just like trying to figure out like how to, you know, build complex structures. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rebuilding it during the course of a match where you're just stressing out because you're being shot at.
So this and I mean, I've only played about 3 hours of it. So my understanding is there are other things you can build that like will do damage to the giant monsters. And the only complex structure I can really build right now is this wall that like if the monster charges you, you throw the wall up in front of it, it'll hit it and stun it. But there's like other ones you can build, but it's very simple. You just press LB on the controller, and then there's basically four different things you can build. You can set them, I guess, in the menus as well, but the one I have, you just spam square or the X button, the one on the left on the Xbox controller. So you just spam that one, and it will build this 9-block structure that will block out. It's like becomes a barrier that the monsters can run into. It doesn't look great. It looks fine. But it doesn't, it's not like, oh my God, that's like amazingly impressive. This looks like it is kind of like a mid-tier type game. Monsters are nice. They're big. I think the combat is a little bit easier to get into than Monster Hunter. Also, did they get rid of the having to sharpen your weapons and stuff in Monster Hunter World?
It's
still there. So that stuff's not here, right? Like your weapon is just, you don't have to worry about having to sharpen your weapon in the middle of battle and
the weapon dexterity.
Yeah, there's no degradation on the weapons. So it's more of like a straight action game. When you're fighting it, like you don't have to worry about your resources and stuff. The only resource you have to worry about is the magic resource to build stuff. And you can get that by attacking the enemy in certain spots, or there's like, you know, rocks and stuff. very, very similar to Monster Hunter, though. You damage it enough, it'll run off to another section. You damage it enough there, it'll run off to its like final section, and it may have like a may change forms at some point, and you'll have to fight like a stronger version of it, like an angry version. But it's Monster Hunter. Like, it just has this neat building mechanic on top of it. Seems very easy to. What I do remember about Monster Hunter World, trying to play that with other people, was it was fucking complicated.
Yeah, sounds like Monster Hunter. Yep.
To get into a get people to like join you, or for you to join them, you could only do it from like from the city or from like the main area. You had to start a quest to go on a hunt. You weren't just wandering around the area and like, now I'm going to hunt this. Like you were like, I'm going to hunt this monster and that'll start a hunt. From here, it's like, you can go into this area and you can stumble across a big monster and go, all right, I want to hunt this thing now. And then as soon as you do that, you can basically throw up a flare that goes, I need help. And then anybody can join you. The two I did previous, very quick, people joined in, and then I don't know if it was just, you know, people weren't playing tonight, or, you know, people finished the demo, the trial, 2 days ago, so they weren't playing this final boss of the first area. It took until the final area to get a person to help me. I don't know. It seems cool. I know our buddy Walt had some. He said there were some issues with performance mode or quality mode, whatever the visual one is. He said there was like frame drops. I was just playing whatever the default was. It seemed fine. I will let you know how the main game goes, because I'm going to play it.
Nice.
You guys play anything else?
Did I play? I tried Bannerlord, Mountain Blade 2 Bannerlord came out on console Game Pass.
Okay. And was it your game of the year? It was very
It wasn't
high.
My game of the year, but it was like third.
Mm-hmm.
It was high. And it's decent. I will say, so I was playing this through the tutorial. I think the tutorial is harder than actually just going ahead and playing the game. I was like, I'm gonna play through the tutorial. It sets it up. It shows you how to recruit guys. So you recruit these like 7 light horsemen into your party, and then it's like, track down these bandits, and there are like 12 of them. So it's you and your little party of 8, which normally isn't a problem, except instead of setting you against like the normal bandits that suck, that you can kill almost instantly, it sets you against like raiders who are, you know, tough and good and strong. And I watched as my poor little group was massacred. I felt bad.
That's terrible.
Why did you watch them get massacred?
Well, I mean, I was fighting too, but, you know, pretty soon it was 8 versus 1 and I, you know, died. Or didn't die. You don't die. You faint. I fainted.
They just leave your body lying there.
That's exactly. As the fight continues beyond your over your corpse. But the console controls are great. They're actually really, really simple. I think they're easier than the PC controls. I don't know how well they work with my favorite thing to do on the PC, which is mounted archery. Which is super easy with the mouse and keyboard.
I bet you just point with the where you want to shoot. And...
I don't know. It's as easy with a controller. And a lot of the like menu navigating and like navigating the map, it really like uses the controller to like move a mouse cursor, which is not my favorite thing. Like, it's just not how a controller is designed to work. But I mean, it looks great. It sounds great. The actual combat works really well. So you can play for free. So Jeff, it's your turn.
I'm busy at the moment, but yeah, I was interested in that.
Make some time, Jeff. Make some time.
Soon.
Jeff, what are you busy with?
I played a decent amount of Metroid Prime. Everything I said about that game still stands. I think I'm pretty far in it. I don't think it's as long as, like, I remembered it in my head or whatever. Like, I'm in the Phazon Mines. So if you guys...
I don't know where that is.
I have, like, 3 out of the 4, like, beams that you get. You know, there's, like, the wave beam power, you know, the main power one. And I think in the Phazon Mines, I'll get the, I'm assuming, Phazon beam. Like a heat beam, maybe. Sounds. But yeah, that game is still fucking great, and it's just awesome to be playing it with, like, you know, a regular first-person shooter control scheme and, you know, really nicely updated graphics and run smooth. I don't know. I don't really know what else to say. It's still Metroid Prime. It's not like, you know, the only thing I said that I think is, like, really changed is, like, you get all these extras anytime you do, like, and I have not looked through, like, what they are yet. It just keeps telling me I unlocked more extras. I'm so assuming, like, arts and stuff.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
But yeah, the game is really good job on that, especially for $40. It's unlike Nintendo.
So according to How Long to Beat, Metroid Prime is the shortest of the three. So,
yeah, I think it's something like 12 hours. What did the other ones say?
I assume none of them are really more than, like, 15 hours. Echoes might be the longest one.
Yeah, so Metroid Prime, they have main story is like 13 and a half. Prime 2 at 17. Prime 3 at 14. So Prime and Prime 3 basically the same length. And
okay.
Prime 2 is longer.
Yeah, because Prime is really just kind of padded by, like, Dark World, Light World, Dark World. Nintendo got that gimmick back then.
Yeah, that's why that one is just not as good. I don't know.
Is that what Echoes is? That's one I never played.
I think when you're in the Dark World, you, like, are taking damage, at least initially in the game, and it's
Then eventually you get a suit that negates it. I forget what suit it is, but, like, yeah, like, you're, it's kind of, it's like a weird inverse of, like, the Sonic bubbles, where, like, you can go to little hubs and it will stop you from taking damage and regain your health, but once you step out of that, you start taking damage again. So it's like finding those things and both on.
And, like, the third one, strangely, even though it's the newest one, it's, like, the one I remember the least. But I seem to remember liking it the least out of the three.
Was it the controls that they weren't? Cause, like, it was, you had to use the Wii.
Yeah, that was definitely part of it. But it just seemed like they were out of ideas. It was like, hey, we have voice acting now. It's like, well, fucking one, that should be kind of standard. Anyway, like, you know, Nintendo is, like, always behind the times on shit. But also, like, you don't need it for Metroid because you just want that sense of isolation. I think it was just, like, I don't know. I don't remember loving it.
Did Prime have a voice work, or was that Other M? There were two Metroids on the Wii.
I want to say that the third one did have some, like, cutscenes with voice acting.
I honestly do not remember it at all.
So. Yeah, like, I don't. Yeah, which is weird because, like, one sticks out in my mind still to this day. I don't. One is the one. Metroid Prime 1. We got it. So.
All right.
I
will get that at some point. It won't be this week because I bought two games, but. I will get it. It's on my. I hearted it on the Switch.
You hearted it.
Heart. Oh.
Added it to my wish list. It'll never go on sale, so I'll never get an email from Nintendo going, "Your game on your wish list is on sale." it won't matter. I'll get it sometime in the near future. So, You play anything else, Jeff, besides Prime?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of this other game that shall remain nameless.
a lot of it.
Fair enough. All right. Anything else that we can name?
No, I've been playing that game quite a bit. Yeah.
Earl, you play anything this week?
Nothing new, really.
Did you end up buying NBA 2K?
No. Why didn't I end up buying it? I just didn't end up buying it.
Isn't it free on Game Pass?
Mm-mm.
No.
Madden's now free on Game Pass. But I don't. 2K23 isn't yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
I did buy it. But I have not installed it yet because it is a.
It's also a beefy boy, isn't it?
It's almost 200 gigabytes.
Wait, really?
It's 170 gigs.
When did that happen?
Or at least that's what the install package said. Like when I was like, because I got an error when I bought it. I was like, I'll just download it, and it was like, please clear up some space. It's like I have 120 gigs open. Like, so then I had to like go in and was like looking at it, I'm like, 170. Does this thing think it's Call of Duty? Like, what's going on here? So I don't have that installed currently. But I will eventually play that, Tony, and join you in the city of skateboards.
The city.
Yeah. But I have played... So, prior to getting NBA 2K... I reinstalled NBA Live, which I've been playing on and off for 4 years, 5 years now. It's NBA Live 19. That's the last time EA made.
I didn't think they still made them.
Yeah, did you do this to torture yourself? I don't understand.
It's not a bad basketball game. The basketball is fine. Everything around it is pretty bad. Their My Player mode is all done by text. It's very weird. Like most of the ones now, like, I mean, you have the story mode in 2K, even in Madden, like there's, you know, kind of like cutscenes and stuff. This one, it's just like the story mode is all done by text, and like you'll make choices every once in a while to answer the text. Very weird. The actual core basketball is fine. The announcing, terrible. I cannot hit an outside shot to like save my life, so like I generally just drive, like I try to dribble around people and drive to the net and score a basket that way, and like I'll do that and one of the announcers is like, man, like he really drove to the net hard, but I kind of forget that he does that because he's always shooting from the outside. I'm like, what the fucking game are you watching? Like, I've not shot anything from the outside ever. And like some of the older sports games, like the commentary just gets really repetitive over the course of a season, but I'm almost done with that. I'm in the finals right now. I think if I win that, I will, you know, go over 50% on the achievements over the course of 5 years. Finally delete that. I don't think it'll give me enough space to install a 2K, but we'll see. Tony, you play anything else besides Bannerlord? And I think that's all we talked about right now. Right?
Yeah, I don't. Did I say last week? I can't remember. Last week, had I finished Marvel?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You had finally wrapped up Marvel. Did you get the extra DLC stuff, or is that like
something? I have not yet played the DLC. I don't know if I will go back and play that. It's kind of like, so the game dumps you back in. There is like, you could do New Game Plus. It also gives you like challenge missions. So like takes the side quest missions and makes them harder. It also like reintroduces, because as you play the side quests in the main game, occasionally more famous Marvel villains will pop in.
Okay.
They're ones you meet in the storyline, so they're not like random ones. But each one of those villains gets taken care of as the story goes along. So when you get to the end, none of them are left. But when you finish the game, if you keep playing, it lets you face them again in like more powered up versions.
Okay, that's neat.
So yeah, so there's more to do. Like, I could keep playing if I wanted to. It's just like, I spent so much time in that game, I really want to move on to other stuff.
That's fair. Yeah. I thought about, because like it's still on sale.
And yeah.
Like, you could get the super duper version, whatever it is, like $130 normal version or something like that. You can get it for $60, which is a regular price of a game. So I was thinking like that, you get that, all the DLC packs that are to come, the ones that are already out, plus the ones that are still to come. And I was like, I just don't know, like, do I drop the money? Like, do I want the DLC? Do I care about getting Morbius or
like whatever? if I like wait long enough that I kind of miss the game, and maybe I'll go back, but we'll see.
All right.
And I also tried out Hi-Fi Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm curious to hear about this.
That game is not for me.
I didn't think it would be.
I don't mind. I don't know, with if the rhythm stuff wasn't in there, I'd probably like it more.
Same.
I like action games. I like, you know, Bayonetta is fun. Like, I like those kind of games. The throwing the rhythm in there, it just feels weird to me. And I'm always like, if it were just rhythm or just the combat, I would be fine. Putting the two together, like, I'm always like, oh, I gotta hit that guy, and I'm off rhythm, and I lost my combo. And it just feels off to me. I also think that the main character is supposed to be funny, and I don't find him particularly funny.
I don't find him funny. I find him. He very much reminds. I think what I of like that idiot that I'm trying to think of an example. But there used to be cartoons when you were younger where the least interesting person was the main character because they were, and everybody else around them was interesting and more competent.
Yeah,
and they just kind of looked into stuff because they were just over key, not because they were skilled or anything like that. And
yeah,
I hate that trope. It doesn't necessarily work, but I do. I feel like it was a throwback to something you don't see anymore or as much.
Yeah.
For good or bad. But yes, I can also understand why it would be an annoying trope for some people.
He is annoying. I really don't want to listen to him talk anymore.
And you, like, I mean, he is the one on screen. So yes. You will hear him a lot if you don't.
If it weren't for that, I might play more of it. But like, I'm tired of him already.
I had the same reaction as Tony to the game, but like, I was also not into him, not into the art style, not into the music. Like, everything about it, I was just like, like, by the time I was done with the first area, I was like, well, never mind.
Yeah. Like, well, I think the other thing is, I wish the music were cooler.
I personally just didn't really care.
It's not. Like, it's the beat is fine, and then you're adding stuff. But if you were adding things that were really cool, it would be fun. And maybe you do later on. Maybe you don't in the first level. I don't know, but
I mean, that's so like, your the stuff you add, which like with your jumps and stuff, it's always that same thing. The music does change, so the beat changes, and when you add that to be on beat is different, but yeah, like the tracks change like throughout the game.
The first level also talks it to you a lot, and I was just like getting bored by the end.
It was too much tutorial.
That does not change.
Yeah, and like, and it was bad because it would give you like how to do something, and okay, you do it. Like, okay, I've got this figured out. And then there'd be that stupid refrigerator would come out and ask you to do the exact same fucking thing over again.
So that does stop. Like, I mean, the refrigerator is still around, but by like the third level or so, you've pretty much learned almost everything, and then like when you meet up, like when you get a new thing, they don't make you go through the training area again with the robot. Like, you'll talk to them, they'll give you the little screens that like, here's how you do the shit that you want to do, and you'll move on from that.
It's like, I didn't like the refrigerator either, and you'd think like I'd get some satisfaction out of punching it, but he fucking wants you to do it. That's like...
I don't want to punch you.
I'm punch you when I'm not supposed to be punching you. That's when I'll do it.
Yeah, I could see it not being for everybody. I really liked it. I totally understand.
Same here.
I'm exactly like, not to like keep repeating the same point, but like what Tony said about how like if it was just a rhythm game, like it's not like I'm opposed to rhythm games. It's just I didn't like that mix for whatever reason.
Yeah. Was it like you were thinking too much about it, like that, and like
I just didn't feel like it. Like it's a thing that mixes well, and then I was like. Plus, they're like, oh, but, you know, we're going to make it easy for you. And then, like, it doesn't really matter if you hit through them. I'm like, well, this is fucking stupid then. Like, I don't know. I'm clearly, like, me and him are, like, the outlier here because, like, the game is well-liked. So, I don't know.
I mean, the reason to hit on beat is, like, it gives you a damage boost. It maintains your combo, like Tony said.
Yeah.
Which as you maintain your combo, like you're doing more damage and like it allows you to you know, string together other things. But yeah.
You know what was a good rhythm game? That hellish nightmare like thing where you're like going down a fucking tube.
What Thumper?
Yeah, that was cool. Although I don't think I ever really got far in that.
That game is way too fucking hard.
But just playing through like the first couple levels of that, oh my god, it was so fucking cool.
Anyways. Completely different style of game, but yeah.
Yeah. It's rhythm, you know.
I mean, I guess since we're talking about rhythm games, I played the demo for Theater Rhythm, which is the new Theater Rhythm Final Bar line. Which is, I guess, the last of the Theater Rhythm games that are coming out. It's part of Final Fantasy's 35th anniversary. And it is, I think it's the third game in the series, and it is packed with a ton of music from the Final Fantasy series. Other Square series as well. I mean, the rhythm stuff is fine. It's like Tony would absolutely hate it because it's very much like Guitar Hero, right? Like you're hitting as it comes down, it's hitting an area, you're pressing a button to match it. It doesn't have a guitar, so you're matching it with you know, button presses and stuff. But if you like Final Fantasy music or you have an appreciation for that series, it seems like it's going to be a really cool game, and they have packed it with so much stuff. I beat one of the, I think there's like 25 or so series levels that you can go through. I beat one, and that one took an hour. So there's like 25, 30 hours worth of music in this game. really neat. And if you hit certain challenges, like you'll unlock, stuff that like you'll not more songs and stuff, although you will do that as well, but you'll unlock like history stuff for like Final Fantasy and the other series. So there's like a lot of like cool history stuff in there and screenshots, and so if you like Final Fantasy, it's probably up your alley if you're into rhythm games too. But I know not something that the three of you are into at all, so. But I do know there are people that listen that are getting it.
I do like some rhythm games, but yeah, I don't have a fondness for Final Fantasy to do something like that.
Yeah, and it's very specific to the series and to Square RPGs as well. Like, I think a future DLC pack, maybe July. It's like an Octopath. Like they're gonna add like a whole section for Octopath Traveler and. There's a Chrono pack coming, so music from the Chrono games, and so that's all being added in. in addition to all the Final Fantasy stuff that's already in the game. So it's a fan of Square stuff, especially their older stuff where the music was phenomenal. This is up there, top-notch stuff. I think that is everything we played, though, which is very quick for us.
Your quiet week.
Yeah, very, very quiet week. So I threw this in the group chat. I want to kind of throw it to you guys. But so kind of ranking kart racers. I agree with Earl's kind of point on this, but want to see what you, Tony, and Jeff think. That Mario Kart 8 is just not worth talking about. It is basically the high watermark, the king of the genre, and talking about it is boring, so you just leave it out. It's the one at the top that everyone's chasing, but you just ignore it.
I don't know if I'd leave it out, but I think it is kind of...
I mean, what would you say about it at this point? I mean, the game is like a decade old. It's still getting
number one. It's the best.
I think that's what we have to say. Like, where is the next one? Like, what?
But I mean, I think his point is like he's ranking them.
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
Why would you delete the number one?
It's so good they can't make a sequel because the sequel will inevitably be inferior.
I mean, it would at this point, right? Like, it's insane to think the amount of content in it is not.
It's insane to think about. Like, it did not start off this way, but the game is 9 years old. It is from most successful games and services, which was never intended to be a games and service. But I mean, the fact that it's still getting support 9 years in on a second platform is remarkable, for better or worse.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily that I want to ignore it, Jeff, but it's like I don't want to spend time talking about it, right? Like,
and not in a negative, in the sense that it's like yeah, no duh, it's like the king of the genre. And like, I think what we said is like, yes, there are games that do stuff better than it. I don't think anybody's gonna ever deny that, but there's nothing that compares to it, not just in its popularity, but in the fact that the reason other people have to do stuff differently is they have to try to compete with it. And that's just not happening right now.
And I think that the closest game to it was Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. And that was like a decade ago too. Like, I'm not sure anything else has come close to either of them.
I'd say there's a big gap between those two. As much as I love Transformed, and I think some of the levels are so cool in it, like, I don't think it has the level of polish that Mario Kart has, and didn't get the level of support that Mario Kart got because of how successful it was. But yeah, a lot of the rest of them, and you've played more than me, they're like, okay...
They're fun, right? They're fun, but it's like you can't compare it to a game that has like I don't know what is there like 4 billion tracks at this point in Mario Kart. The amount of characters that are in it. I mean, they're still releasing characters. They're releasing a new character like, in Mario Kart, like
which I'm still not over the fact that like, I did not realize they were not in the game.
Wait, who are they releasing?
Birdo.
Oh, Birdo.
Which you would have thought was already in there, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I kind of just want to acknowledge it is number one, and maybe at some point something will come along and challenge it. But yeah, it's not going to be a race with Ryan or the Nickelodeon games, or
I've been playing the third Nickelodeon game.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
I go between being like, it's okay, I guess, for what it is, and being like, this is fucking trash. Like, it feels, I remember thinking the second one was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, like, fundamentally just, like, kind of rips off everything in Mario Kart, kind of, but, like, and there's a lot of courses in it, but it just feels really rushed and put together. I don't know. Like, it just doesn't feel like a lot of care was put into it. And, like, frame rate struggles a lot in it, and I'm playing on a Series X. It's just like, what the fuck is this, dude? I mean, I bought it on sale, and I get to drive around as Leonardo or whatever. But yeah.
You get to drive around as Leonardo, though.
Yeah, and I've had it for a month or two now, and I've not played all the cups yet. So you let that tell you everything you need to know about that. And one.
They were pumping those out. Like, looks like every 2 years they've been pumping those out. So
yeah, I do remember being like, oh, the second one, this is kind of okay. Like, and even the third one, it's like okay, I guess. But it, like, it just doesn't feel. I don't know. Again, it's hard to compete with Mario Kart, but it just feels cheap, I guess, is the way I can explain mm-hmm. it.
The SpongeBob characters in it.
Yeah, I think yeah. so. Yeah.
Oh, I see Garfield's in it.
They had Garfield. They had to remind you that Garfield has a kart racer.
Yeah, it does. Two. There's two Garfield kart racers.
Yeah.
The one I played is atrocious.
I think we both played the same one, probably. Yeah, it didn't last long on my Switch.
Yeah.
I am very curious now, as people who have some background in kart racing. I mean, I guess this is... Where do others fail in your eyes compared to Mario Kart? Like, what are they not doing? Or, because, like, I mean, on paper, it shouldn't be a hard genre to kind of have competition in.
A lot of them are just kind of fine, right? Like, they're okay. It's just like with Mario Kart, you get that level of polish.
Get the level of polish. There is
friends want to play Mario Kart.
Yeah, like they.
Hey guys, want to play Nickelodeon Kart Racer?
That's a piece of it, right? But I think, like, if you make a kart racer for anything, like, I mean, there's tons of stuff, you can convince somebody to play, like, hey, they made a Muppet kart racer, you play that, Star Wars kart racer, like, you can convince somebody to play it, but it's like, what keeps you coming back to it? And I think Mario Kart, as you said, Jeff, is just super polished, like, it plays well, like, yes. You don't ever feel like you're fighting the controls, that the courses are. They look great. I think that's something Sonic, at least All Stars Transform, gets right. Like, the courses there are really cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
And like the Mario level is really neat. But I think, like, that's my problem with at least what I played of. I played the first Nickelodeon game, Jeff. Like, those courses are just boring. Like, like, they're just generic, like, oh, here's the school from Rugrats. Like, I don't even know if that's a thing, but there's a school that you drive through. And it's like, all right. That's a thing, I guess.
I do think that I've not played the first one, but as I understand, two was definitely like a step up. But, like, it's still, you know, three has tons of courses. There's like fucking, I don't know how many cups, a lot. You know, but it's just like, and there's not a course in my mind that sticks out. Again, I haven't played it a ton.
Right, but I think everybody has like a favorite Mario Kart course, right? Like,
Baby Park.
I love Baby Park.
Give me that chaos. Give me that instant chaos.
There you go. Right? He named a fucking track from Double Dash, and I remembered what it is. And
right.
I love it. Like, you don't get that out of a lot of kart racers.
Yeah, I really think that's what it is, though, Earl. It's like...
Love the new Christmas track in Mario Kart. It's so cool.
I only ask because, I guess this is the Nickelodeon, the M&M stuff. But we've also seen, like, Little Big Planet did one. You know, Rish tried. And I will say, I think for a lot of people, Diddy Kong Racing was the probably the closest thing to you surfing Mario Kart, at least back in the day.
Yeah, there's people that would probably prefer Diddy Kong. That's the thing, is like a lot of these things, they copy Mario Kart, and I think the way to stand out is to like try to do it a little different, like which Diddy Kong did. I think, was it Crash?
Crash does some stuff, yeah.
Tries some stuff, you know. Try something different.
Little Big Planet had like you could, you know, you made your own courses in it. It's like there's like stuff there.
But your cheaper ones like Nickelodeon, it's just like, yeah, we're just gonna do Mario Kart, but with you know, different characters, and I don't know. I like kart racing enough that I could play like the kind of garbagey ones too. So
yeah, because I think like, I mean, outside of the worst ones, yeah, like that, like the one that I just recently played, the Paw Patrol, that's what it was.
There's a Paw Patrol one?
There's a Paw Patrol one.
I mean, I guess they are a kids' genre.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, and like the, you know,
and their vehicle, yeah.
But that it's aggressively dull. You know, it tries to do the Mario Kart thing, except there's only like six different power-ups. They don't do anything. I think that's the other thing with Mario Kart, right? The power-ups are fun. Like, you know, and you know what they do immediately. Like, I mean, I think it's just burned into our head because the series has been going on for, what, 30 years?
That just makes me feel old. But yes, that is accurate.
Yeah. So, but we know what those power ups do, right? You pick up a green shell, you know, it shoots straight. You pick up a red shell, you know, it's kind of like a homing shell for the person in front of you. The blue shell, everyone hates. Like,
but you say that, but everybody knows why they hate the blue shell.
Yeah, it's because like, oh, I was winning, and then you screwed me over. But yeah, everyone knows what all those items do, and then you try to play some of these other games, and it's like I don't understand the correlation between what I picked up and what it does and why.
And okay, and to that point, I know Jeff is a fan, and I think it's a good game. I remember having that issue with the Sonic one, where you'd pick up stuff, and I still wasn't entirely sure what it did after using
it. That's my problem with the Nickelodeon one. I have no idea what these fucking these pickups are. Like, I guess I'm gonna use, like, once, like, I think I know that the football I throw ahead of me, and then that like attacks the person in front of me.
But there's like a rocket one in Nickelodeon too, right? Like that you can, like, it's like your boost.
Yeah, but it's like most of it, I'm like, I have no idea. But then, like, you know, I recognize stuff being done to me that I'm like, this is just from Mario Kart. We're like, so, like, you know, in Mario Kart, you get inked and you can't see.
Yeah.
So, like, Nickelodeon will just have, like, a giant human hand go over the screen. You know, it's like,
it's all
the same shit.
But I guess to your point, it's like, it's like a lot of, it feels like a lot of people just copy Mario Kart with that. Like, Mario Kart, like, that makes sense. Like, there's a blooper, it shoots ink at you. There's a correlation, the green shells. That's what they do in the actual game as well. But a lot of people are just like, we need to replicate this. Why is it in your game? Because it's like that in Mario Kart, but that's not logic. That is just like, we need to copy this thing that's popular.
Yeah. The Sonic game was good, though, the first one. Or was that even the first one?
That was the second one, yeah.
Third one is not so good.
That's the Team Racer one.
Yeah, and I always forget what the fucking problem with that is, but like,
I'm assuming it's a team racing concept.
Initially, I don't. That's just kind of neither here nor there. It's just like, I don't know. Well, I cannot remember what it is. There's something about that game. I hit a brick wall and I go, fuck this game, and I delete it. Like, I'm not going to try it again. I'm done with it.
The team racing aspect, I think, is always an issue because you can win, but it doesn't mean you won, right? So it depends on how your team places, and that's always frustrating. Like, I won Why is my team in second?
Yeah, I don't think that's what my problem with that game is, though. I don't remember what it is. I always forget. It sucks, though.
I know in Transformed they would have, like, because it wasn't all just races. Like, Transformed had, like, different things to do.
Yeah,
To advance, it made... I did not play enough of Team to know, so...
Maybe, yeah, it's just like, one level I hate or something. I don't know. I really don't. Well,
and if you don't, like, and because you need X amount of stars to move on, it's one of those. So, like, if you are, like, I need to get this to advance, like, that could get frustrating. But it's for a controller.
Yeah.
I mean, Mario Kart just kind of hits it on all, like, hits all the marks, though. Like, great music, looks great, feels great to play. You know all the characters, you know all the power-ups. The tracks are neat, they're interesting. I think it just kind of, like, hits everything that you want out of a kart racer. We'll see what Mario Kart 9 has.
Yeah, I mean, I will say the one thing they could probably add that they've been doing in 4, I think, is, like, more games and services stuff, but also I think just, like, expanding out, like, the costume and stuff. And I know that won't revolutionize the game at anything, but yes, I really do not know what you put in the game after the Deluxe where you still keep it Mario Kart. Like, I could see them expanding to Nintendo things. Yeah. And that will give you more items and courses, but, like, I almost
wonder if you have to just be like, Mario Kart's done. Like, we're not doing another, like, we are doing Nintendo Kart.
That's what I mean. It's like, is that what you have to do at that point? It's like, listen, we took Mario Kart to its natural conclusion. Now we just need something. Here is.
They keep adding. They'll keep adding more Nintendo. Like, they already do. There's, like, Animal Crossing tracks, F-Zero, you know, it's already crept in, but just go fully embrace that and just make it everything Nintendo.
You just never really, you just keep doing exactly that, Jeff. Like, you just, new tracks, new characters, maybe some new costumes for Earl, but we never move past Mario Kart 8. Whatever the next Switch is also has Mario Kart 8.
And that's just what I'm also, I wonder if that's the other option where it's just like, we're coming out with Mario Kart 8 again.
There will be 9, I think.
I mean, could you get away with releasing Mario Kart 8 on a third system?
I think so, if you pack in all the DLC. Not saying that's what I want. I'm just saying I think they can get away with it. Part of the reason I say this is they've gotten away with it. Like, Mario Kart 8, when it came out, added what, battle mode? And that was it. And everybody's like, yeah, this game is now 52 million.
Absurd.
It is, I think it's something, it's like a 45% attach rate on the Switch. Basically,
one out of every two people that buys a Switch is also, like, they're just picking it up with the system.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, like, it does come with the system 1 month out of the year. But every other time, it's people, like, I think it sometimes goes understated. If you were to look at the MPD, if you look at video game sales for this generation, I'm almost certain you can find very few months where Mario Kart was not in the top 20 best-selling games of that month. Like, it is just that, it's, like, very quietly doing that.
That is what came out. Thank you, Earl. MPD's January. That did come out this week.
Yes. I will say it. I mean, from what I saw with MPDs, it does seem like Sony is finally finding stock somewhere. I mean, good on them. But yeah, like, they, I think, best-selling system across the world. I think they're the best-selling system in Japan as well this month. So... yeah, finally found that inventory.
Yeah, I mean, and people are, I think they've been saying for a little while that they're finding them on shelves, but it seems like it's getting more and more common for people. But yeah, so the top 10 retail and digital sales for January. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 was at number 1. Dead Space was at number 2. Madden FIFA following that up. Fire Emblem Engage, which is a new game, came in 5th. Elden Ring holding strong, Jeff.
Good job, Elden Ring.
Fuck that game. 6th.
Forspoken, another new game. At 7, which people were saying was a disappointment. I don't.
Yeah, it's not. It's not great. I mean, for a new game, like yeah, it's not great. But
it's a new IP. Like people don't know it. Like it didn't review particularly great either.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for it. I'm just gonna say nobody's gonna say it was a good number because of that. We'll see. I mean, I'm gonna say we shall see how it goes, but I mean, we know it probably won't be on the charts next month. We'll see.
No, I can't imagine it being. God of War was 8, down from 3 in December. One Piece Odyssey. I'm not sure what that is.
I assume anime game that we all often play.
Yes, all of us.
So many of us.
And then Pokemon Scarlet Violet was at number 10. That's down from number 2 in December. That makes sense. That came out in November, right?
Like, yeah.
So, yeah, you get your big rush in November with people. December is probably all people buying it for Christmas and the holidays. And then, you know, hit January and it tails off a little bit. It's still in the top 10, but...
Yeah.
And the amount that game sold, like
that's another franchise that I think people know it's super popular, but I am still because like, and I think we talked about this last year. It's like they released in the span of a year, they released 3 different Pokemon games. They released the remakes, they released Arceus, and they released that, and each and every one of them have sold at least 10 million copies. And I'm like, I do not. And I like the franchise. I just don't get how people have not burnt out on just like that by now.
Especially since I just closed it. Scarlet and Violet, right? Was that the one this time?
Yeah.
So, like, it's so traditional. It kind of went backwards from where it was. Like,
yeah, somewhat.
Yeah. So, people love it. They love catching those little pocket monsters.
They do. Credit to Nintendo and them for creating it. It's just so funny. And again, I don't think it's a bad game. It's just really funny because I would think that by now people would have burnt out on them not being radically different games. It's the kindest way I can put that, I think.
Yep. All right. Well, I think that is it for this week. Tony, you are on vacation next week, yes?
Correct.
And Jeff, you are on vacation the week after.
Also correct.
So we'll discuss, I guess, but we may be off the next 2 weeks just to give ourselves a little bit of space to play some stuff. Maybe some news will happen we could talk about.
I'm going to swim with pigs. That's my goal.
Did I not get a memo? Could I be gone on vacation?
If you want to be.
Do you want to, Earl? Go ahead.
Everybody's doing it.
I mean, I will start out my vacation soon. It's probably in the summer.
I'm going to be at all-inclusive resort with a butler.
Okay, that does remind me. my team has a, we have a bi-weekly meeting, so it comes up. So my boss calls one today, and it's usually an hour long, and he's just like, Yeah, I'm going on a cruise for 3 weeks. I don't want anybody to call or text me. I will not respond. And he's like, this is just my meeting to let you folks know. It's over in 5 minutes. And I'm like, I want that spirit when I go on vacation. To just be like, yeah, I'm going away for 2 weeks. I don't know you people. I guess the boat is on fire. Do not contact me.
That is a...
There will be no way to contact me. I will be...
Oh, that is...
No phone, no internet, no nothing.
Especially when I traveled to Europe, the first time especially, because I didn't have service, I just tell people that... The way I always tell my coworkers, I don't know you, you don't know me. If you run into me on the street, you've never met me before. When I'm on vacation, when I get back, we can talk. Until then, you've never met me. If I'm on fire, don't throw water on me. I'm good.
I would do that for a stranger, though, Earl.
No, I'm good.
You'd let them die. I think we're learning things about Earl we don't want to know.
I'm telling them.
If they see Earl burning, don't put him out. You don't know me.
Like, I don't know you, but like, you're burning.
Nope. don't acknowledge me. I won't acknowledge you.
That's what I'm saying. What if I'm the one on fire? Earl's going to be like, yeah, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
But you best hope that it's not just you and Earl in the same room.
Because, I mean, yes, the rule of thumb is if something's on fire, then I always tell them, like, even then, like, what's going to happen? I can't help you. I'm not a fireman. So you folks are good. You're adults here. Like, I assume most people by now, if you can get it done in a week, you can get it done. It can wait. If not, oh, that sucks. Like, yeah, stuff comes up. But, yeah, I mean, I think most people I hope are good enough at their jobs to kind of understand. Like I hate when people say, oh, it's not a good time to take off of work. It's never a good time, but there's better times to take off.
Yeah. Jeff, we won't be able to get any photos of your fun trip while you're away.
Not while I'm away, but I'm sure I'll be posting all sorts of bullshit.
When you come back.
I don't, you can get an internet package, but I just feel like it's a good opportunity to just not be on the internet.
Just disconnect.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm
up in the chat.
I am a big photo taker, camera person, or whatever. So I'm sure I'll be taking tons of pictures.
Yeah, we won't miss the all the fun stories, but we'll get them when you get back.
Yeah.
Same for you, Tony. I assume that you will also not be posting a lot next week. So
we'll see. We'll see how much I drink. If I drink a lot, maybe I'll post.
Well, while these two go and vacation, Earl and I will take some time off, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Wait, 2 or 3 weeks.
3 weeks, correct, yes.
Okay.
They are off of the next... We will not have an episode of this show the next 2 weeks.
Here we go.
We will be back in 3 weeks. We will name our February Game Pass game of the month, which currently, I don't know what it would even be, because...
Mandalorian.
Okay, there we go.
Done.
Until they have a surprise announcement this week.
I mean, there are games coming. They are just not out yet. So, and it is, we are over halfway through the month. So, all right. Well, enjoy your vacations, gentlemen. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.